Our scripture today is Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Recently, I bought a snow cone machine and took it to my son's house along with some sugar-free cherry syrup. My 2.5-year-old granddaughter loved her first fluffy treat. When they ran out of my syrup, her father used regular sweetened snow cone syrup, and she enjoyed that too. When I brought more sugar-free syrup and she tried it again, she took one bite and spit it out. Having tasted something better, she couldn't settle for less. This moment illustrates Psalm 34. David invites us to taste and see God's goodness. The Hebrew word for taste means to experience something personally and fully. Many who say God isn't good have never truly tasted what they're rejecting. They've formed opinions from the outside through hearsay or their own brief encounters that barely scratched the surface. But God's challenge remains, try me. Experience me for yourself. Consider these questions. Does consistent prayer work? Is worship boring? Can you trust God? If you answered no to any of these, I challenge you to really try them, not half-heartedly, but with genuine, sustained effort. Just as my granddaughter couldn't appreciate the difference until she tasted both options, we cannot evaluate God's goodness without authentic experience. The psalmist's confidence flows from personal encounter. He has tasted, seen, and knows that the Lord is good. The invitation stands before us. Taste and see for yourself. I'm Lonnie Davis, and these are Thoughts Worth Thinking.